Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, hi. This is Debbie MG and welcome to Pure Inspiration Talks. And this Pure Inspiration is all about you guys. For those of you who haven't joined me, I'm now on Periscope, so I'm going to be sharing this broadcast with those on Periscope. So if you give me a minute, I'm going to go onto Periscope and allow them to join us. So one moment. Hi, welcome to those on Periscope now. Hi, thanks for joining. If you can let me know your names, I'd appreciate it. I am going to be sharing with you both on Blog Talk Radio and Periscope today. I'm going to be sharing a testimony. Why? Because I really feel led to actually share a testimony. And for those of you who have joined me before, you will know that my Pure Inspiration Talks is all motivating and uplifting you. I know there's many ways whereby you can do that, and I am using the method of sharing my personal story with you to encourage and to inspire you. So for those of you who joined me on Periscope, it would be good of you to let me know if this is your first time. If this is your first name, that would be fantastic. Could do that. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, like I said, thanks for joining me. Thanks for just touching bases with me, because on a week-to-week basis, I look so tan today. Yeah, I was outside in the sun. Do this on a week-to-week because I believe there's something you that can encourage and inspire you and shape you and and always become like my slogan. I don't think, but what I do know, I will share with you.
It's a testimony. What is the meaning behind
testimony? So it's basically got a formal written or spoken statement, especially given in a court of law. Well, I'm not in a court of law. It says also with witnesses, and Periscope is kind of frozen at the moment. It's basically you sharing, I see it as you giving your account of something that has actually happened. So that is that's kind of my definition. That is, I think that's the English dictionary, but if I go on to Merriam, see what they actually say the definition is of testimony. So Periscope is actually frozen, guys, so I'm going to have to do that again. It's actually frozen, and I can't even stop it either. Which is kind of crazy. My phone has just gone crazy here. So testimony in the Merriam dictionary, someone that says something that someone says, especially in a court of law, while forming to tell the truth. Proof or evidence that something exists or is true. That is what it says about testimonies. But I'm gonna scroll down. And I'm going to see what else it actually says. What is going on with this technology today? It is absolutely not working at all. Can you believe it? On my laptop as well, it's actually frozen. It's not giving me the scroll. Okay, here we go. So it hasn't actually given definition of testimonials, as in, you know, like if you've read a book or something, sometimes people will ask you for a testimonial. Well, a lot of time it's like a review, but you're sharing your actual thoughts on the book. You can also share what the book has actually done for you. There's various ways, I believe, that you can share your testimony. So like I said, today I actually want to share my testimony
with you all, because this is something that was laid upon my heart last week to actually do. So I want to do this because sometimes we can talk about various things, and that's all good. And I love actually sharing and using story, courage, and to inspire others. So sharing a testimony is something that I actually love doing. Hi guys, thanks for being patient with me. I'm back on Periscope technology, I'm telling you, but I love it. So as I was saying, sharing it with those that are on Blog Talk Radio, because Blog Talk Radio is high. Hi Carol, Blog Talk Radio is up and going. So I was sharing with them the different definitions of testimonies. And the reason why I wanted to share a testimony today is to really inspire you and to motivate you, because sometimes people don't really share much about themselves. They will share about everything around them, but they won't really share much about themselves and what's actually going on. So I wanted to share this testimony because last week something that I felt, you know, that God impressed upon me that I needed to share. So I was just looking a testimony, and it's really talking about being in a court of law and you giving your evidence and you know, in a legal way basically. But for those of you who probably go to church or probably know it from a different perspective, testimonials are really good if you have you know, did an event or something and somebody wants to, or you want people to share their experience with you about what the event was. So I'm going to be sharing this testimony with you because I know that there's people out there that need to be inspired. I know just the last week that I've had and speaking to people and just where some people are at is very low, rock bottom, and really difficult and challenging. And I almost didn't come on and do this Periscope today because my dear friend Joy passed away, and we're in the process of doing her. We actually don't really just call it like a funeral. We actually call it like a going home service. So we celebrate the ones and our friends and so forth, because we believe that they've gone home to be with their Savior. So I almost didn't do today because I've had quite a busy day. But let me go on to this testimonial. So many, many years ago, we're going back probably 17 years. Okay, maybe not 17, about 15 years ago, I was living in a three-bedroom house with my children. I had my fifth child by that time, and I was feeling quite confident about life and so forth, and was really not expecting the chain of events that basically happened. So one Sunday morning, my, because I was renting at the time, came and said we needed to move from the property. Hurry up! Well, I've got the time to share my testimony. If you can't wait, then maybe you can check it out afterwards. So basically, we needed to move from that property, and it was literally 6 weeks we had to move. And in 6 weeks, with five children and not planning on moving from that location, it was quite challenging and it was quite difficult for us. So what I decided to do was start packing straight away and then start finding nearby we could move to. Now, bearing in mind, this is a go ahead, fall asleep. At this time, it was difficult and it was challenging because we've got these five children and we need to move pretty much immediately. So we started looking for properties, and so many of them was in the surrounding areas, but not really something that we was looking for. So eventually we found the property, loved the property, and said, yes, we're gonna go for it. Unbeknownst to us, landlord got in contact with the estate agent and said no, they didn't want us there, even though they agreed in theory that we could actually have the property. They were saying, well, really, we didn't want somebody with so many children. So we was back to square one, believing that we was going to get that property, and it was a week before we had to move out. So we was left in this really difficult situation. So eventually we went and started looking, and when I say we, this is that my children's dad, ex-husband, we started looking for properties again. And there's one estate agent that we hadn't got, and it was time, but not, if I can put it like that, I'm just trying to understand. There were estate agents in the area. One is out, and it wasn't somewhere where I would typically look. I remember past there, saying, I remember estate agents there. They said, market. And so I said, okay, let's go and check it out. It's a reason. And so when I drove onto the road, I felt like this is the house. And it might have seemed strange to somebody else because I had never been on that road before. I've never ventured down to that side before. But as soon as I got onto the road, I really felt like this is it. I pulled up outside and I was like, this is definitely it. I just looked at the house and thought, yes, definitely love it. So that on, we got in contact with the estate agents and we said to them, yes, we definitely want the property. They said that the landlord wanted to meet us in person. Now, the landlord comes from Ireland, and they wanted to meet us in the next couple of days. We met up with the landlord. They seemed perfectly fine. They said that they wanted to rent the property for 6 months, and then they bought out. Now, for us, that wasn't something that we had. That wasn't something that we planned. Renting for 6 months meant for all of the children, that meant somewhere else and going through exactly the same process of trying to find somewhere, and it was stressful. Any of you who have moved before, they say that it's like death. You're moving, everything is in turmoil and so forth. So it wasn't something we wanted to do. So we was honest with them and said we rent the property for 6 months. So basically, if they only can rent it for 6 months, we are not really interested. The husband emailed, well, we'll take a walk around the block and then we'll get back in touch with you, you know, and let you know. The wife was adamant, we are not going to walk around the block or back to Ireland. We're going to have the discussion properly and then we are a decision. But they contacted us a couple of times. Unbeknownst to us, our answer machine kidney was calls that had come through on the telephone. And so we basically was just waiting, didn't hear anything. Then we got in contact with the estate agent who's been trying to contact you. They've been calling you several times and they haven't got a hold of you. So I was like beside myself, how on earth could they have been calling me by the phone and so forth? The answer machine hasn't got no messages or anything on it. That day, my phone decided to ring. Anyway, we managed to meet up with them, and they said that what they would do, now these are people, bearing in mind, that had never met us until that day. What they said they would do was remortgage their home in Ireland so that we could stay in the property for a maximum of 2 years. So they was willing to remortgage their home so that us, who were strangers to them, could stay in their property for 2 years. That was the maximum they was going to give us, and then they said we needed to move from there on, which I thought was amazing. It was absolutely, to me, it was like divine. I thought, who actually does that? But let me share how this totally unfolded. That's part of the testimony. The second part of the testimony was the 2 years had gone by. They contacted us about in the first year and said, we really want to sell in the next year, so we are giving you heads up and we are asking you on first refusal. So we was really excited. The house was fantastic, and at that point in time, finances were getting better, and so therefore, hi, thanks for joining. At that point in time, we was like, yes, in the next year, we definitely will be able to do this without a shadow of a doubt. So coming up to the next year now, fast forwarding, it had come into the next year. The thing that happened was my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, and finances kind of dropped because I wasn't working as much, and it was a very traumatic time. I really forgot that that the year was coming round and they was looking to sell their home. Totally wasn't even thinking about that. As you can imagine, we had so much, the daughter having to go to the hospital, having to have her treatment, having to go through the whole turmoil. So wasn't really thinking about that. And I got a telephone call. And when, as soon as I got that telephone call from Eamon, my heart leapt, because it dawned on me, it's 2 years that has gone by. They are going to want to sell their house very soon. Seriously, I wasn't thinking about this. So they eventually said, yes, we definitely want to be selling the house in the next 6 months. Now, we wasn't in the financial position to sell, to buy the home. Yeah, she's good. She's really, really good. That was many years ago, as you probably didn't hear, but we're going back probably like probably about 10 years ago. So what happened, they decided that they was going to sell their home, and fair dues to them, it's been nice. And we was grateful, and we was really happy that they did that. So what I basically said to Eamon was, unfortunately, we are not going to be in a position to buy the home. We simply can't do it. I told him about the situation with my daughter and having to go through cancer. And it wasn't I was trying to pull on his heartstrings or anything like that. I was really just explaining to him that I had totally forgotten that the 2 years was riding round and they needed to sell their home. So he said, that's unfortunate. We really wanted have the house. You guys have been fantastic. You know, we've never had any problems with them or anything like that. And they said, how about us offering you it at a lower rate than the market rate? And I said, you know what, Eamon, I really appreciate you doing that. You really don't have to do that, but I don't want to say to you in 6 months' time that we will be able to do that. He actually turned around and said, how long do you think it will take for you to get a deposit together? And I said, because I haven't looked, I'll be plucking a figure out. I don't want to do that. I appreciate where you're at, and I can understand that you guys need to move on with your life. And he said, it's so unfortunate. So anyway, I had the conversation with the children's dad, and he was just like, oh man, that's unfortunate, but we're going to have to start looking for somewhere to move to and so forth. And it was really difficult. It was a really difficult and challenging time, as you can imagine, because we had just gone through this situation with our daughter having cancer, and then now we was in this situation whereby we needed to now move. So a few hours later, it was more than 2 hours, Eamon called back, and Eamon said, I was speaking with my wife, and as I said before, we really wanted you to have this home. And so because we really wanted you to have this home, what we was wondering is if we would give you the deposit. And I was like, huh? Can you say that again? He was like, we was wondering if you would accept us giving you the deposit for the house. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. Now, I didn't answer the telephone call. The children's dad did. But when he, I thought, maybe you misunderstood what he actually said, because we don't know these people. They're talking about thousands of pounds. How on earth be happening? So he said, no, I know exactly what he said. He said that they are willing to give us the deposit for the home. They were willing to do that. And so we could buy the home that we live in, which is their home. And I was like, this is just crazy. So anyway, as the weeks went on, as the weeks went on, we found out that Eamon's wife, his brother, was an estate agent. So he did all of the paperwork. He not only did all of the paperwork, he sent all of the paperwork to us back then, who was using faxes, sent it to us via fax. We read through the paperwork. Eamon and his wife, Bernadette, transferred on the day of transferring, of completion, they transferred £17,000 into our account. Yes, £17,000 they transferred into as a deposit for their home. Now, some of you might be thinking, why would they do that? Only God knows. But what I do know is that the impossible can happen. So they transferred £17,000 into our account. and then it got transferred back into their account, and then we were now owners of their home. And not only did that happen, we got a cash back, which her brother did, of £5,000. Not only did we purchase a home of £3,000 to do any little refurbishments that we needed to do. And so the reason why I wanted to share this testimony with you is because sometimes there are situations that you are facing that is totally, totally, seemingly impossible. And I wanted to share this testimony with you because we was in an impossible situation. We was in a situation whereby we didn't actually see light at the end of the tunnel. We wasn't going to be able to purchase this home for our own strength. It wasn't to happen. But I believe I serve a God that sees and he hears and he answers prayer. And sometimes it's not even the spoken word, it's the desires of your heart that he answers. And so I wanted to encourage you with that, because when you think a situation is impossible, just step out and have faith. This wasn't even something I was even imagining. It wasn't even something I even sat down and I thought, let me pray about. I wanted this home. I wanted to be here, and I wanted to, you know, be able to afford it. But I looked at my circumstances in the natural, and I was not able to do it. And so stepping into supernatural, life-changing situation, I was absolutely grateful for what happened. And I know that there were situations that are in our lives. I've been there before where it seems like, no, there's no way that this can work. No way is this going to work. And so I just stopped by really just to encourage you, just to believe in your dreams, to believe in your aspirations, to believe in your God and your Savior, that all things are possible. All things are possible. Who would have thought that perfect strangers, people who we didn't know, people who wasn't in our lives for any long period of time, that they was going to bless us in that way. And so I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that you can desire things and that they can come to pass. And that when we look at the things that are in the natural, no, there's many things that cannot happen in the natural. But there's things that can be supernaturally happening without you even thinking, without you even praying, without you even considering it. But it's the desires of your heart. I think it goes a bit more than the desires of your heart. I think it's people who have a good heart, people who are caring, people who are loving, people who are considerate to others. You know, I think that it stretches above and beyond just having a desire in your heart. I believe that there are good, honest people that are out there that desires great things to happen in their lives and those that are around them. And I would just encourage you to hang on in there. Keep on believing. Keep on having faith in your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. Keep on believing, because ultimately you will get the desires of your heart. So I hope that that's encouraged someone. Someone said they were tired, falling off to sleep. But I know that it's encouraged somebody, because I shared it just the other day. Thanks, Sunshine Louise. See, one person's encouraged. I shared it with someone the other day, and they said, wow, I don't remember you ever telling me that. And they're in a situation, which I didn't know, they're in a situation where they need the supernatural to happen in their life. And just by sharing it with them, they was able to have that extra bit of faith, that extra belief in things are possible, all things are possible. So that is me today doing Pure Inspiration Talks, and I hope that you guys have been encouraged. This Thursday, there will be no Real Deal show, because I will be at my dear friend's funeral this week, which is Thursday the 25th. But all being well, I should be with you guys the following week, and I don't know what date that is, but I should be with you guys the following week after that. I think it's the 2nd of September. But guys, if you've got any questions, if you wanted to share something, you might have a similar journey, or you might, you know, be thinking a little bit about how this has encouraged you, inspired you in some way, you can share that. You can also hit me up on my email, which is pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. Love to hear people's testimonies. Love to hear how people have been encouraged. I think that it is so good when you can encourage someone based upon a situation or circumstance that you have personally been through, because we all are going through different challenges in our lives, and we're all at different stages. And there's some people who have to that in a moment, Sunshine Louise. There are some people who have gone on ahead of you, and they can really encourage you, and they really can strengthen you because of where they have been. Answering that question, was my faith strong at that time? I tell you what it was, and I believe that my faith was built up because I had to believe and trust in God for a healing for my daughter. So I was believing and trusting God for a healing for my daughter, and I saw how he came through for my daughter. So my faith was significantly high. I said I didn't really sit down and pray long and hard about it. I really just shared with God the desires of my heart. I was just like, this has become my home, and I really want to stay here. It wasn't me going into, no, you know, 2 weeks fasting on my knees every day praying. It wasn't like that. I really just said, this is where I wanted to stay, and you know, I love this home, and I don't know how things are going to work out, but I really want to stay here. And I was really hoping, this is what I really thought was going to happen, was that they wasn't going to want to sell after six months. They was going to stick it out a little bit longer. I thought that they was probably going to give us another year, and within that year I believe that God was going to come through for us financially, so we'll be able to do the deposit, if you get what I mean. So that was where my mind was. I had no idea, trust me, no idea these people was going to give us £17,000, none whatsoever. They were strangers. They had you know, they really had no business giving us anything. They didn't have to give us anything. And not only did they do that, maybe I forgot to say, they gave it to us below market value. So they gave us a deposit and they gave it to us below market value. And that was so not in my mind. But yes, my faith was significantly high. I had to have faith in the healing for my daughter at the time. And like I said, God came through with that, and he has just been so faithful. He has just been so faithful. You know, I can share on a week-to-week basis, I could share a testimony every single week, because so much has been done, and so much, you know, people say favor isn't fair, you know, and I know that God is no respecter. So what time is it there? In London, it is 8:58. You know, God is no respecter of person, so he doesn't favor me more than anybody else. But sometimes I think I'm his favorite, you know, because of how he just blesses me and, you know, shows up in some really supernatural ways. So, yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, that is me sharing the testimony for today. And for those of you who have just joined me, thank you. I will be logging off any minute now, but you can always listen to the replay if it's something that has inspired you and encouraged you. Share it with someone else. I'm in London.
It's crazy how that
looks so much alike. Actually, that's quite funny. For those of you who are on radio, thank you once again for joining me on Pure Inspiration Talks. If you want to log on quickly onto Periscope, I'll probably be on there for another couple of minutes or so. If not, God bless you, and thanks for joining me once again. And all being well, I will be sharing with you again next week. So God bless, and bye for now. So, yeah, that was quite funny, that comment that that person actually made, because, you know, I...